Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Congressman Ed Markey is turning to stagecraft to press his Republican rival in the U.S. Senate race, Gabriel Gomez, to sign the so-called People's Pledge. The agreement is intended to discourage outside political groups from advertising in the race. Under the pledge, any candidate who benefits from third-party advertising would have to contribute money to a charity of his opponent's choice. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Ed Markey rented a downtown Boston hotel conference room, sat down at a table with an empty chair his campaign had set up for Gabriel Gomez, and held a press conference.
I am going to continue to pressure him in order to sign this contract. I'm just going to keep pressuring him. Okay, and obviously he doesn't want to sign it.
Gomez wasn't present, but waiting outside the conference room to help make Gomez's case was Tim Buckley, communications director for the Massachusetts Republican Party.
Congressman Markey's call for the People's Pledge is hypocritical. He's been taking millions and millions from special interest groups, from lobbyists, from the industry that he oversees, that he regulates in Congress.
But Markey points out that the law forces him to disclose his donors.
No contribution which I have ever taken is undisclosed. Everything and every contribution that I've ever taken is completely disclosed. And it is limited.
Some outside groups who could end up advertising in the Senate race would not have to disclose their donors. Markey's campaign also points to his voting record. Independent groups have found that he only votes with his contributors half the time. Gomez says voters care more about other issues.
And I'm not going to be part of a political ploy. If he wants to keep talking about the pledge, the pledge, the pledge, well, I'm going to be talking about the economy, the economy, the economy, which is what people care about. So I'm not his, you know, I don't have any control over his campaign or his campaign managers, but like I said, they're down the wrong path.
Stonehill College's Peter Ubertasio, chairman of the political science department there, agrees with Gomez.
Massachusetts voters are concerned about the role of money in politics, but many voters also believe it's a process issue that they're not terribly interested in. And the debate over should there not be a People's Pledge, for many voters is sort of background noise, which is why I think Gomez's calculation is, by opting not to sign it, he's probably not doing himself significant political damage.
What's more, Ubertasio says, Gomez probably would not win over many voters if he did sign the pledge.
I think that voters who are really passionate about money and politics and are very much in favor of the People's Pledge are already very likely in Markey's corner.
There is a chance that Gomez's refusal to sign the pledge could backfire. Outside groups already worked on Markey's behalf in the primary by knocking on doors and calling voters. Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry says without the pledge, these groups could decide to buy advertising to criticize Gomez's positions.
So the advantage that the Democrats would have would be able to run some very negative TV commercials against Gomez and try to define him before he's fully defined in his own terms. So in that sense, I think Markey's advantaged.
Among the groups that have already spent money to organize on behalf of Markey are the League of Conservation Voters, the Service Employees International Union, NARAL Pro-Choice America, and Planned Parenthood. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.